This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back. Yes, children, the second hour of last Friday of the month. We had in the first hour Paul Hellyer, former Canadian Minister of Defense and one of the foremost statesmen in the world today. We'll do in the second half hour of this hour, I'll take calls from people. The number to call is 866-582-9933. Again, 866-582-9933. Many people think that the Bretton Woods system was abolished back in 1971 and replaced by the Jamaica Agreement. Actually, the Jamaica Conference only focused on exchange rates after the gold standard was abolished on August 15, 1971, and the whole range of Bretton Woods institutions, such as the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, they did not cease to exist. So the Bretton Woods style of managing the financial system didn't disappear, and it is this system that still dictates how world finances are managed. That's important because we'll be talking in the first half an hour about the system itself and what we're seeing as a consequence of the system falling apart. There is another important perspective that we can use for the forecast, and that is the divide of the contemporary elite into the financiers and isolationists, something that I've talked about before many times, whose standoff we saw right in front and center in during the 2016 elections. It's also important that the 2016 was marked by self-determination of many forces in the world in terms of which of the two major factions, the financiers or the isolationists, they would swear allegiance to. The split happened quite recently, again, in 2011, after the Dominique Strauss-Kahn affair. For those who have read my book on Donald Trump, Dominique Strauss-Kahn was the general director of president of International Monetary Fund, and how he was taken down in New York after meeting, sleeping, touching, or maybe nothing with the, let's call a lady of lowered social standing in a New York hotel. Now, if you take Turkey, if you take Japan, perhaps even Qatar in its bid to purchase Russian oil giant Rosneft's shares, this is an example of the fight for these factions. What we saw in 2016 and since then on many different fronts, but it started with Clinton versus Trump, much more was at stake than a conventional presidential campaign. It makes sense because for the first time in many decades, the race was not a formality in the sense of two competing members of the same elite group, because as I've explained before, both the Republicans and the Democrats, the traditional standard candidates, they represent the same economic model based on infinite growth on a finite planet, call it Bretton Woods. So the 2016 was not a race between two members of the same elite group, but a policy battle, meaning two competing members of the different elite groups with absolute different action plans. So let's talk about the major challenge that Donald Trump is facing today. The isolationists that brought Trump to power, what they want is a gradual tightening of the monetary policy, meaning increasing the funds rate. First of all, if that happens, it will kickstart capital self-reproduction. And secondly, it removes the debt burden from the real sector through bankruptcy procedures. Now, this scenario has been in the United States a public discourse for many years, but it has been never in the spotlight. Today it is feasible, but the real question is, should it be done quickly or slowly? The first option, meaning quickly, would almost immediately bring down the isolationists' opponents, in other words, the representatives of the financial elite circles. It will cause a collapse of large transnational banks who are major debt holders of corporations and also households. With a high rate, it would not be possible for them, for these financial elites, to service this debt, and as a result, banks will be unable to continue the operations, or at least would sharply cut their impact on global politics, which is needless to say good for Donald Trump. However, this scenario has a caveat. Trump would need to immediately offer an alternative architecture for the world financial and economic system. In terms of the economy, the focus should be real sector businesses that serve the population of the whole world. The new model should help them make profit. Now, until recently, the model relied on reallocation of dollars that were printed, in other words, done by banks whose ultimate beneficiaries form the financial world elites, but it doesn't work anymore. Unfortunately, neither Trump or his isolationist buddies or anyone else have more or less clear idea for the future of the system. It means that in case of a sharp rate hike, the world would sink into chaos and remain in this state for quite a long time, or maybe even indefinite time. For Trump, needless to say, it is unacceptable, which, by the way, serves to prove his high sense of responsibility. The alternative scenario of a gradual rise would not only allow the financial system to adapt to higher rates, because, again, it would be impossible to write off any debts anyway, but also give time to develop an alternative financial architecture and, more importantly, a model of profit-making for the real sector, because right now 70% of the world is the financial speculative sector, which basically numbers you see on the computer screen. So the only alternative for today, though quite a short-term alternative, is to issue regional currency. And again, I've talked about this before on the show, about the regionalization of global economies, the end of nation-states or countries. As we know it, the turn to global 3.0, which is post-industrial world. But technically, it would be extremely difficult because today the markets are globalized and lending and risk hedging are not regionalized. Now, Trump has done what he could in expediting the situation. In return, you got Russiagate and endless list of other maladies the liberal banking financiers have bestowed upon him as a recognition, quote-unquote, of Trump's efforts. Remember, Trump took Russia off the list of U.S. enemies initially when he was running for president, and there was even talk about Russia's participation in a new Yalta conference. Again, to create a new world economic model, you would need a new Yalta or a new Bretton Woods agreement, which Bretton Woods was put together at the time, back in 1944, by those who won World War II. So a new Yalta, a new Bretton Woods agreement would have to be put together by the people who win this battle royal between the isolationists or the industrialists, whose representative Donald Trump, and the liberal banking financiers. Again, no one including, I'm just keeping my eye out on the commercial breaks, okay, we still have a few minutes to go. No one including Trump have a clear agenda for these conferences or even a language to define that agenda. Why is that? Well, because the United States and more broadly Western governmental structures think tanks, institutions, NGOs, they've been staffed with a financial elite for many decades, going back to the end of World War II or to the Bilderberg Conference back in 1954. So as a result, the language of the economic and financial mainstream has been designed to serve the interests of the financiers and bankers. And you can't use that language to describe the contours of the new future. You can't even use it to describe the present because the economic mainstream still doesn't have a more or less sensible crisis theory, and you could see that by, you know, the list of the last 10 or 11 economists who won Nobel Prize for economics, none of them could explain the theory of crisis because none of them have been schooled in anything but the current model, which is, again, liberal banking financier Bretton Woods model based on infinite growth on a finite planet. It's something that we see, needless to say, doesn't work. There are individual experts in the West, obviously, you know, people, you can count them on maybe two hands, who realize to a certain degree what is going on in the world, but the problem is that they cannot describe it in a comprehensive and systemic way for the lack of appropriate language. So as a result, when they try to discuss the crisis using the language of their liberal banking enemies, they get hopelessly lost and also confused because you can't use a dead language to describe the future. Russia, in this sense, is an exception. Again, I talked about this in different interviews we've done at the station. Russia still has schools based not on economics, which is what you're taught in the West, but on political economy of Adam Smith and Karl Marx. This is why, unlike the West, Russia does have a crisis theory, but it is impossible to explain it to American experts because they don't speak the same language. Now, I'm not referring to English, Russian, or Spanish languages, but to the language of politeconomy. And since public administration, in other words, its financial and economic part in Russia, is under full control of the financiers beholden to the West, those who speak the right, quote-unquote, language are quite marginalized inside Russia the same way as they're marginalized inside the United States. So their impact on the management system is less than zero. In fact, it has a negative value, meaning that communication with those who represent the school might doom your career. So needless to say, they keep quiet. Since it is impossible to organize conferences at the level of a New Yalta, or New Bretton Woods, without a lot of preparation, numerous preliminary discussions will be required to work out the format and also the agenda. Now, today, this can only happen if Donald Trump decided it is time to explain the new world economic model. Now, that Trump has won the Russiagate, he could expedite it as early as late spring this year. It is still unclear who would participate in this conference. Without a doubt, we can count on the United States, on China, Russia, and India, the four great powers. But there will be issues with the European Union. It's not quite clear who can better represent it or what will happen with it. Again, remember, we have Brexit, we have Italy moving, you know, to join China's new Silk Road. France is a mess. Merkel in Germany is under tremendous pressure from German business to move east instead of staying west. And all these vociferous, you know, pipsqueak nations such as the Baltics, Poland, Romania, etc., they have relied and survived thanks to European Union's handouts, and now they're stuck between a rock and a hard place because Europe's money has run out, and the question is Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. They've lost a third of their population due to immigration, and now that the money is gone, what are they going to do now? So we have to understand that the new Yalta and the new Bretton Woods are a strictly isolationist scenario as opposed to the financier scenario. Again, the isolationists are the people behind the Donald Trump's presidency. And that is why the financier or financial elite should be left out of the process. They don't have the language nor the interests of the new isolationist scenario. But if you take Russia or the European Union, for example, there are no high-level officials in the financial and economic bloc who represent the interests other than those of the financiers. There are none in Russia for sure. So as a result, Trump's proposal on the economy has a problem. He needs to find capable people he can speak to. Unfortunately, there are none. So that said, the economic processes we're witnessing today will continue. Neither Trump nor the financiers want an escalation. Again, if you're watching the rate by the Federal Reserve, helps us understand that. Any escalation for financiers would mean defeat because it can... Okay, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Daniel Estulin will take calls at the bottom of the hour. The number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Again, what we've seen today as far as the economy is concerned is this. Neither Trump nor the financiers want an escalation, which could mean anything from global thermonuclear war to economic collapse. Any escalation for financiers would mean defeat because it can cause a collapse that will destroy their positions. Thus, they will hold on as long as possible. But at the same time, they cannot sit idly by because even gradual changes in the market would mean defeat for them. That's why I think the liberal banking financiers will focus on two areas. First, they need to create a force majeure situation that would relieve financiers of any responsibility for the economic situation. And secondly, even with the epic Russiagate failure, they have no other options but to press on and on and on, working to damage somehow the reputation of the conservative counter elites, especially Donald Trump. The first option can mean a large-scale terror attack. We've seen that before. Or it could be some kind of an accident, be it Fukushima type or whatever, but this time in Western Europe, for example, in France. The second option will be implemented by a regular, but each time subliminal negative interference in the life of the middle class, backed up by broad propaganda coverage, saying that the conservatives are responsible for what middle class is seeing and feeling. Most of the mass media, as well as largest online sources of information, they're still controlled by the financiers, so that shouldn't be really difficult to pull through. I think the Russiagate is a defining event of Trump's first term. The financiers' game plan was all or nothing, and they lost. The media has been totally discredited. Most politicians who stumped for Russiagate have also been discredited, which means the liberal financiers will try to negotiate the terms of their surrender and thus their future with Trump based on some reasonable terms. The economic decline globally will continue. We're seeing Europe is up in arms. We're seeing what's happening in the, with Brexit. We're seeing France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Greece, the Middle East. Globally, any point you touch on the world or in the world, you're seeing the economic decline. At the same time, more and more people who today or until recently made up the so-called middle class, they will join the upper, lower, or mid-lower classes. Now, I'm not referring to some third world or fourth world countries. I'm referring to Western Europe. I'm referring to Canada. I'm referring to the United States. The situation will cause serious problems for producers, and it will stimulate new marketing techniques because the new poor, in other words, former middle-class people, who had a significant loss in income, will hardly stop to buy things, but their range and volume will drop sharply. It also means there will be more and more sales conducted online, and we're seeing it right now because it has higher opportunities to target consumers with ads and lower transactional costs. And also the conventional commerce will continue to decline. Therefore, marketing technology and outright protectionism will play a greater role in the production sale chain. By the way, I don't know about the United States, but in Canada, shopping malls, you have a wider and wider gap between style and of stores. 60% will be before, 60% will be for middle class buyers, 25% will be lower class, and maybe 15% upper class. So these are not scientific numbers, but I went to several high-end malls, and I simply counted the number of stores in each category, and based on today's numbers, you have today from 60 middle-class stores that cater to the middle class are about 20%, 50% are lower class, that's up from 25%, and 30%, which is, again, doubled at the upper class. So whereas before you had 60% stores in a good-sized shopping mall would cater to the middle class, that's down to about 20 today. Lower class is up from 25 to 50, and high upper ends, the kind of stores that sell very expensive jewelry, expensive watches, et cetera, they're up from 15 to 30%. Again, these are not scientific numbers. I just counted the stores and then added them up and divided them by the stores and the kind of things that they sell. So it is the real sector that would face the most serious problems, a drop in aggregate demand and higher risks would result in income and investment cuts and higher costs. So as a result, we will see tough trade wars, which, again, taking into account Trump's stance, would split the world into clusters based only on customs regulations, while World Trade Organization rules will no longer be binding. Again, we're seeing it right now, Trump going after World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, which are all institutions of the Bretton Woods system. You can see that China is getting ready for it also. The concept of the new Great Silk Road to Western Europe has been stalled because it is difficult to expect that demand in the European Union will not drop sharply. So in this case, logistics investment will not pay off. I think we're going to another break. We'll be back after the break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Attorney General William Barr says a version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report will be available to the public by mid-April with redactions to protect intelligence sources, ongoing investigations, grand jury information, and the privacy of individuals not charged with crimes. Barr also says there are no plans to submit the report to the White House for review of any confidential information. President Trump is in South Florida visiting Lake Okeechobee and touring some of the aging infrastructure that's being updated.
I want to just thank the Army Corps of Engineers. It's been fantastic. I said, let's go. We need a wall also on the border. You know that, right? I'm looking at all these walls. I'm saying southern border, too. Don't forget our southern border. And we're right now building a lot of wall on the southern border.
Stocks are ending on a good week as the Dow was up 211 points to close at 25,929. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back. I just want to finish my last thought and we'll take questions. The phone number again for a call-in is 866-582-9933. Real sector of the world economy and also partially trade, the main problem will be a major gap between the excessive production capacity and also the sales volumes and correspondingly revenues. Broadly speaking, the world economy has relied on the forecast of what they call sustainable growth. But in reality, the demand has been decreasing for about 10 years now, if you don't pay too much attention to the official government statistics. So for some time, this process has been compensated by debt accumulation. But today, I think it's clear to anyone that the United States will no longer print money at the same scale. That is why this kind of support to manufacturers is gone. So what does it all mean? It means that today's global economy is much bigger than the real demand. Now, if you look at a production cycle, It always starts as something exclusive before becoming mass consumption and finally turning into general infrastructure. Let me explain it with an example. Take a cell phone. If you remember way back when cell phones first came out, 1993 or 1994, we all had these, well, I didn't until 1996, but, you know, the first cell phones were these enormous cell phones, ginormous cell phones. And that was an exclusive product. And once more and more people got into this exclusive product, it became mass consumption. But to sustain mass consumption, you need to have general infrastructure. So again, the cycle, production cycle works. You go from exclusive, mass consumption, or finally general infrastructure. But the infrastructure can't be private because a private corporation in the name of profit will always eliminate the weakest link, meaning those consumers who don't make them enough money. That's why it has to be public. When you have an economic collapse, this process I just mentioned works in reverse. It goes, the exclusive consumption infrastructure works in reverse. In that sense, first goes the infrastructure because you don't have the money, you know, to sustain it. And you're seeing it in like countries, some countries out there where, you know, the country's in a state of collapse. And first thing that goes is the infrastructure. And then consumption goes. And finally, you're left with an exclusive product. We can also apply it to food in terms of the Civil War. In case of Civil War, again, we discussed it last week on the show. And that's where China's problems are exacerbated. Now, China has built 100,000 kilometers of roads. Now, they're amazing, magnificent roads. The problem is it costs $1 million for 1 kilometer in annual maintenance. That means that if you multiply 100,000 kilometers, I think it's like 60,000 miles, okay, of roads, by the cost of maintenance, that's $100 billion a year that they don't have with today's economic downturn. We can also talk about the United States' lack of infrastructure. Investment in developing new capacities, and again, I would remind that investment into existing capacities have not paid off, and instead have generated a vast debt. So this will be limited because it's not quite clear how these new investments will pay off. Now, this is because the conventional quote-unquote model has not worked for decades now. In a normal model, return is generated by getting more revenue than what you have to pay in costs. And since the 1980s, this model has been replaced by a new one where aggregate costs and also loan servicing were higher than the aggregate profits. But the financial stability has been kept by accumulation of debt. So such a model will not work in a continuous crisis, and we're seeing this continuous crisis beginning to bite very much. So in 2017 was the first year to see a transition of individual businesses and sectors to a completely different model. I'm just looking at the time frame. We have for another 6 minutes before we go to break. Let's do some questions. Number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. But basically is we're looking at some very hard economic times, and people better be prepared for them. Can we do some questions? There are no calls. Okay. Well, in that case, I'm just going to continue. One of the things, I did get a few emails from people. One was asking about the United States rate hikes. The idea of a rate hike in the United States on the whole was based on the ambition to destroy the on-lending mechanism immediately and also force the real sector to switch to a normal model right away. The concept is simple, but it has many negative outcomes, and eventually this idea was rejected. Anyway, the problem didn't cease to exist for most of existing capacities. The break-even point in sales volume is much higher than the current demand. Roughly speaking, just imagine this. You have a plant producing about 100,000 spare parts, or must sell 100,000 spare parts per month at current prices. But in reality, the demand is only 60,000 pieces per month, and it also tends to decline. So the sales volume doesn't compensate for the costs. It means that either the plant has to be shut down or prices have to go up. And so since the level of labor specialization is very high today, it can make spare parts much more expensive for the end producer. And in case of free cash or access to loans, for example, loans issued by the state for the defense sector enterprises, producers would launch their own production lines of spare parts. parts. The commercial banks would not support it since it would close down numerous intermediary production facilities that have not paid their debt back yet. So as a result, the general level of labor specialization will decrease, localization of spare parts will be restored, boosting the campaign for separate currency zones, which is, again, something we discussed before, the regionalization of world economies into different regions, not countries. So some innovative production facilities will close down amid a slump in demand, increasing costs, and also restricted access to loans because they will become loss-making. And this is the state of the economy, generally speaking, and also the direction that would be heading. If you look at some of the headlines in mainstream publications globally, you see how much the emphasis is on the decline and the downturn in the global economy. And a lot of the things that we're seeing today, whether it's, you know, Brexit deal, it doesn't matter if it's rejected or accepted by the British members of parliament, the situation in Venezuela, the conflict between the United States and China, homelessness in Argentina, all of these crises globally are a direct consequence of what we're seeing right now, complete collapse of the global economic model, which is Bretton Woods, based on infinite growth on a finite planet, which of course doesn't exist, and the result of that, the need to find an alternative model, which is not easy because, again, we need to sit down amongst many different countries who have a say in world affairs and come out with a new model against the backdrop of this economic collapse we're seeing right now. And I don't care which part of the world you're looking at, whether it's the fact that American cities are absolutely bankrupt from east to the coast to the west coast, or we're seeing the collapse of the Walmart, for example, is closing 11 stores across 8 states, seeing some of the other headlines. But again, if you look in the United States or in Canada, and I mentioned it very briefly in what I said before, 40% of shopping centers and stores within the malls are closing down because people simply don't have the money to buy things. And if they do, it's lower-end goods or very, very high-end goods. There's nothing in between because there's simply no money out there. What else can we talk about after the break, unless we get some calls? I want to touch a little bit on what's happening in some other parts of the world, because I think we're getting enough information about the United States itself, and maybe we can look at some of the things that are going on in China and Russia and also in France and in England as far as the Brexit fight is concerned, because again, it's a consequence of what we're seeing in England between the isolationists and the industrialists, or the people who understand that they need to create a separate economic region, merging England with the Arab world, but again, for them to merge into one separate regionalized economy, they would need to eliminate, get rid of Europe, which is exactly what is being done right now, and the fight in England is between the two forces trying to figure out which part of the deal they take, staying in Europe or leaving Europe and merging and creating a new economic region. So, are we going to the break right now? We still have time. We're going to the break in about a minute. Okay, so, and we still have no calls. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Okay. So, maybe we can touch a little bit on the situation in Latin America, because again, there's a lot of misinformation going on about what's happening in Venezuela. Also, we can talk about it's just a general situation, whether it's in Argentina, in Colombia, in Brazil. Homelessness on the rise, crime is on the rise, real earnings are on the decline. And what you're seeing in Venezuela is it's just a case in point of what you're seeing everywhere else on the continent. Again, be it in Panama, in Central America, in Colombia, in Argentina, in Brazil, in Chile, in Bolivia, in Paraguay, and in any country in Latin America, the situation really is not very much different than what you're seeing right now in Venezuela. So, we'll be back with the last break, I think in about 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
We're back for the last segment of the show. I got a few emails. I think people are emailing me with questions asking me about Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, Marshall Plan, some of the things that Paul Hellyer and I talked about in the first hour of the show. Again, the phone number to call in is 866-582-9933. Well, okay, let's talk about Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Marshall Plan. If we go back to World War II, the nations of Europe, needless to say, were significantly weakened as a result, not nearly as much as the, much more so than the United States. Because of the widespread poverty and the decisive role of communist resistance movement during the war, communism became relatively popular in post-war Western Europe. The electoral victories by communist parties were expected throughout Europe, and Tito was the would become the president of Yugoslavia. That communist insurgency in Greece was only beaten back with the British intervention in the late 1940s. The United States, hoping to expand its sphere of influence in Europe, was not going to let that happen. The Truman Doctrine, which was kickstarted after President Truman addressed Congress in March, I think it was March 1947, he promised American support for all nations threatened by Soviet expansion. And then a few months later, the Secretary of State, George Marshall, laid out his Marshall Plan. Now, it was sold to Congress as a means of preventing the spread of communism. The plan promised desperately needed aid to Western Europe and economic support to help rebuild the ravaged continent. Now, in order to receive Marshall help, however, the European nations had to liberalize their economy by lessening interstate barriers and dropping a number of regulations. Now, this obviously benefited American exporters and industries, signaled by the period of economic boom after the implementation of the Marshall Plan. Another demand was partial political integration, as the Americans forced the 16 participating countries to work together through the Organization for European Economic Cooperation. The European nations were reluctant to relinquish some of their only recently reacquired sovereignty, but they complied due to the dire needs of the economic help. Now, one of the organizations which played a role is Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, by far Washington's most powerful globalist think tank. It was founded back in the early 1920s, and it was the continuation of the roundhouse created by Cecil Rhodes in England in the late 19th century. And it played an important role in the formulation of the Marshall Plan. It widely discussed European reconstruction in the winter of 1946-1947, and during the same period, David Rockefeller, powerful banker and also later the CFR chairman, he became secretary to a study group that was already working on a plan to reconstruct Western Europe with American money before Marshall was appointed the Secretary of State in January 1947. Of the 19 people on the executive board of the Marshall Plan Committee, 8 were members of the Council on Foreign Relations, amongst them Alan Dulles, CFR director and notorious CIA spymaster. Now, soon, the United States and the Federalist allies in Europe, they realized that overt American pressure would play right into the hands of their Eurosceptic rivals. However, as they feared accusations of American interference in European politics. So the Americans resorted to a number of covert ways to stimulate the European project instead, including subsidizing pro-integration political parties, helping American and also European trade unionists undermine the Soviet-controlled World Federation of Trade Unions, but also influencing cultural and intellectual trends in Europe by funding a variety of conferences, publications, and also radio stations. Last but not least, both American and British intelligence, they created secret paramilitary stay-behind or Gladio networks under the NATO umbrella in several European countries that were designed to offer resistance against the possibility of a Soviet incursion into the Western Europe. Now, in some countries, this Gladio operation was linked to the right-wing terrorists who engaged in political manipulation, harassment of left-wing parties, massacres, tortures, and most notoriously, they committed a number of false flag terrorist attacks between the 1960s and 1980s, especially in such countries as Italy, which were often falsely blamed on left-wing groups in order to keep the communist threat alive in the hearts and minds of the European population. The most profound American influence during the initial stages of European integration was waged through the American Committee of United Europe, which was an organization operating mostly on CIA and Rockefeller and Ford Foundation money. It was created in the wake of the Hague Congress of 1948, in which Winston Churchill assembled the continent's political elite to call for what he called United States of Europe. It's primary function was to funnel millions of dollars to unofficial groups promoting European unity. Now, there were some important people, obviously, involved in this, which later joined and became key members of the Bilderberger Inner Circle. One of them was William J. Donovan, the wartime head of the Office of Strategic Services, the precursor of the CIA. Now, Lundell was, aside from being a prominent CFR member, also head of the CIA in the early Cold War, its longest-serving director to date. There were other people involved, but we're not going to get into this for the lack of time. What had happened was that on the 9th of May, 1950, French Foreign Minister Robert Schuman proposed to place Franco-German production of coal and steel under a common supranational high authority with sovereign powers of its own. And so what basically followed was the establishment of, it later became part of the European Union, but initially it was called European Coal and Steel Committee between West Germany, France, Italy, and Benelux, the direct predecessor of the European Commune Union. In other words, the dream of functionalist integration, coined by David Miltrony, a political scientist, was employed by the British counterpart of the CFR in 1943 as the strategy of supranational integration, thought a series of sectoral processes of internationalization designed to trigger an autonomous logic which would ultimately make further integration inevitable, and that was, needless to say, set in motion. Now, it was called the Schuman Declaration, and it was inspired, for the most part, drafted by the French diplomat Jean Monnet, the first president of the high authority, although never elected to public office. Aside from his cartoonish textbook description as the idealistic founding father of Europe, Monnet was tied into an extensive network of transatlantic connections, spending much of his life in the United States. Not only was he linked to powerful investment banks such as Lazard Frères and Goldman Sachs, two very important organizations within the Bilderberger Inner Circle, but also, you know, with the Rockefeller orbit, he served as President Roosevelt's wartime eyes and ears and personal advisor on Europe as well. We're running out of time. It was wonderful to be your host for today. I'll be back, I think, in a couple of weeks. And again, join me for a two-hour special every last Friday of the month. I've been your host, Daniel Estulin. Thank you so much for being with us.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.